A week ago, Jefferson County commissioners met in executive session for more than 4 hours. When they emerged, the media gaggle of cameras and microphones enveloped Commission President David Carrington. He briefly explained that Governor Robert Bentley asked commissioners to continue negotiating with creditors.
And we agreed with the governor to give it another 8 days, but we also agreed that August the 12th was the date.
Language like that, "we agreed," suggests they could be breaking Alabama's open meetings law. Such laws are designed so the public can see what elected officials are doing on their behalf. Dennis Bailey is general counsel for the Alabama Press Association and helped write the statute. He says it's pretty clear. Executive sessions protect conversations under what you might think of as the commission's attorney-client privilege.
What do you recommend, Mr. Attorney or Ms. Attorney? What do you think we ought to respond? What are our options? Can we do this? Can we do that? If that's what's going on between the board members and the attorney, that's okay to be done in executive session.
Bailey says that changes when the commissioners start talking among themselves.
Where they want to say, I don't think we should do X, I think we should do Y. And they're talking to the commissioners that sit with them. That's when they cross the line. That kind of discussion needs to be in the open.
Bailey says phrases indicating agreement among commissioners, also a report in Wednesday's Birmingham News with details of a proposed settlement from the county, that's circumstantial evidence of an open meetings violation. Jimmy Stevens is finance chair of the Jefferson County Commission. He says they've done nothing wrong.
Well, there was no deliberations made during that meeting. It was purely informational.
Stevens says they made no decision, they took no action. Continuing negotiations just continues the status quo. Stevens says he has opinions about bankruptcy and settlement, but they are his, not the commission's.
We do not have a collective thought until our meeting on Friday. All collectives of decisions are going to be made in a public meeting.
Alabama Ethics Commission Director Jim Sumner says the state attorney general would have to issue any opinion on whether the commission is breaking the state open meetings law, but Sumner thinks they might be. A spokeswoman for the Alabama Attorney General's office declined a comment, but she says she knows of no complaints the office has received related to the Jefferson County sewer meetings. Commissioner Jimmy Stevens says even if the county decides to settle on Friday, that wouldn't be the end. They would still have to hammer out line-by-line specifics of the solution. Stevens says that's when public input would come.
We plan on having a public hearing at a public forum to discuss whether we will proceed or not.
He says those details would go into a final legal settlement for approval in an open meeting. Regardless of Friday's decision, the closed doors leave some critics uneasy. After all, secret meetings and backroom deals contributed to Jefferson County's financial crisis in the first place. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.